Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto Bros. I'm your host, Jason Madison. As always, joined by my co-host, Chris Epps, Crypto Bay J, Mike McGoy. What it do, y'all?
What up? What up?
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
It's September 14th, 2022, and it's officially Merge Day. Merge motherfucking day.
A lot of people are having merge parties.
They having merge parties?
They're having merge parties.
Well, actually, technically, it's September 15th, according to the UTC clock or whatever the fuck the the clock
Universal.
They use. Yeah, the clock they use for all the charts. It's September 15th, but yeah, in Pacific Standard Time, it's still the 14th. But that's crazy. We should have had a merge party. Why didn't we do that?
We can have one right now. Yeah.
This is our merge party. This is merge.
Merge party.
Jamaican air horns.
It's about to happen in what time is it? It's about to happen in 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Yeah, it's like one of those birthday countdowns on Instagram with the where the numbers is going down. And then we just get the confetti.
I saw someone was talking about how it's like the next Y2K, or it could be the next Y2K event, and that's nice. Ironic just because there's a whole nothing burger.
Yeah.
So that would be fine if it's like nothing changes really right away.
I don't understand. I really don't understand what's going on. Somebody explain it to me like I'm 12.
Okay. Well. I got the shirt on. I got the Ethereum shirt on, made by my friend.
Oh, wow. You're repping it.
This shit is old. I had this. I got it made during like the beginning of the pandemic, like right when I started going into DeFi. So it's like 2 years old almost now.
I didn't know you were ETH Maxi.
Yeah, he is. He is. Yeah, he got.
He is.
I'm not
actually
a Maxi. I'm just an ETH evangelist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We learn new things every day.
Right.
So I'll dabble.
Crypto Baby, can you explain the merge?
Yeah, I can explain it. Basically, what's happening is Ethereum is moving from proof of work to proof of stake. And it is a hard fork, basically, of their blockchain. And
to cut the ribeye with.
Exactly.
Yes, a hard fork. That's actually very good, Mike. And so that's what's happening. They want to be the most eco-friendly blockchain.
They will be
the most eco-friendly blockchain. However, this does not mean that the fees are going to be any lower. So it's like,
it's going to be.
I thought the whole thing was lower gas fees. I thought that was the whole reason for the merge.
EIP 1559. That's a whole different story, my friend.
I thought that was the whole science behind the merge.
So in like a year or two, gas fees should be lower if everything goes as planned.
Right.
And gas fees, you know, and also lower relative to what we're doing. Don't forget, like, gas only is up because the coin is up because it's in ETH. So it will affect the gas technically overall, and it will burn ETH and it will be green.
One day down the road.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all gradual. Okay. So everything is priced in.
Got it. So it says, I'm going to go over the misconceptions of the merge, right? Mm-hmm. And so it says transactions will be noticeably faster after the merge is a misconception. And they said false. Though some slight changes exist, transaction speed will mostly remain the same on layer one. It says misconception. You can withdraw stake ETH once the merge occurs. False. Staking withdrawals are not yet enabled with the merge. The following Shanghai upgrade will enable staking withdrawals. Okay, misconception. Validators will not receive any liquid ETH rewards till the Shanghai upgrade when withdrawals are enabled. False. Fee tips MEV will be credited to a mainnet account controlled by the validator available immediately. Misconception. When withdrawals are enabled, stakers will all exit at once. False. Validator exits are rate limited for security reasons. Says another misconception. Staking APR is expected to triple after the merge. False. More up-to-date estimations predict close to 50% increase in APR post-merge, not a 200% increase. You guys wanted to jump in here?
Cap.
Because there's a couple more. Okay, that's cap. Okay. Misconception. The merge will result in downtime of the chain. False. The merge upgrade is designed to transition to proof of stake with zero downtime. Misconception. Running a node requires staking 32 ETH. False. Anyone is free to sync their own self-verified copy of Ethereum. No ETH is required, not before the merge, not after the merge, not ever. But I thought that's how proof of stake works. Okay. So those are, the merge will not reduce gas fees or Ethereum's energy consumption. Take everything with a grain of salt. Be careful what you read on Twitter and be careful what Vitalik tweets out. If it's not on their website or stipulated in their terms, it may or may not happen. So this was someone breaking it down on LinkedIn, some misconceptions. Bettina, shout out to Bettina. And that is what I have read today. So Chris, what is the merge going to do?
It's basically going to make us all rich. No, it's making everything safer for web, for a bunch of apps and protocols. It's easier for people to get in and stake to make the chain more secure, because staking is like mining, except without all of the hardware and trouble and power usage. It's going to make a lot of things easier for mass adoption. Like when you're thinking about these big companies coming in and wanting to make stuff on Ethereum or make NFTs, it'll be more scalable in that sense. Like right now it's hard to process all of this information when you just have a bunch of dudes running it on their laptops or running it in warehouses across the world. When you could have everyone running it, you could have institutions running it, you know, at low cost, securing the network, and hopefully it becomes, you know, it will become deflationary. It starts to burn slowly over time. So soon, like, there's an issue. Everyone talks about how ETH is infinite and there's no cap on the supply. Well, soon it's going to become a negative. It'll become negative in its emissions.
Scared. So
every transaction and every action will start to burn ETH. And that's what starts happening. And then so like in a few
years, saying there'll be less and so you're saying there'll be less and less ETH, but
ultrasound money. Yes.
So, why would it be less ETH? Because it's on proof of stake.
Because it starts the way it's made, it starts to burn after the merge happens, ETH will start burning every transaction.
But don't they create more tokens?
Not they do, but now the rate will become negative. It'll be go inverse in a few years, just the way it'll start to burn as long as everyone's staking and ETH works and there's the internet.
This sounds very sketchy, but
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I don't, this sounds like a bunch of malarkey to me, but
I mean, they've already been burning ETH, but the emissions are now going to change.
Yeah, we know ETH gets burned,
but now the emissions will change, and so that the fact that there's no miners. I don't know all the actual science, but I know that ETH will start to burn because of proof of stake instead of ETH just infinitely being minted by all these miners.
They already had an ETH burning protocol. It's called NFTs. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I burned a lot of ETH. Gas fees. That was good.
You walked right into that.
That was good.
So I have a question. So all the people that invested all that money into Ethereum equipment, what do they do with it now?
Okay, so that's a great question. I was going to talk about that. They are now, a good amount of them have revolted and made us a fork. Or are forking at 10 p.m. also to keep ETH proof of work chain. It's going to be called ETHW or ETHPOW. And there's going to be an airdrop, I believe, to all holders of ETH. So you can go into this ETH proof of work chain. It'll be a split. It'll have the same transactions in history from the last, you know, 7 years of Ethereum, just like when they made ETH Classic. But it's the same thing's happening, basically. Another ETH Classic, in my opinion. But there's a lot of miners, and this is a big thing. There's like a bunch of pools, a bunch of mining pools that are now, you know, agreeing to support ETH proof of work chain, and people were playing or trying to play that in general. In my opinion, it's probably going to be like Ethereum Classic, ETC.
So is it like this is the sequel? Ethereum Classic was the prequel?
No, it's just another. A group of people who don't want change and don't want to lose their money. And then
they don't make their own money. Right.
Miners are making so much money. All that shit, that 30 Ethereum I burned in fees that I checked 6 months ago, you know, that all went to miners.
Right. Well, shout out to them, Miners and Stakers.
Nah, fuck them.
So fuck the Miners.
The Stakers. Yeah, fuck the Miners.
Are you staking ETH for the merge?
Do I have the ETH? No, IRS. I don't have any
ETH. Okay.
There you go.
So what's the whole deal with staking ETH for the merge? What's that whole process about? So you're basically giving them money to
You're not giving anyone money. You're
letting them hold
you're depositing and getting yield. It's staking, it's just staking, same DeFi stuff.
But I'm now, saying staking for the merge.
So people think they can make a play where if you put ETH in and stake it right now, right before the merge happens, you'll get some kind of crazy reward or something. It's not going to do anything crazy like that. People have been staking to secure the ETH chain, ETH2 chain, you know, now for like a year. We've watched that already happen. Like, and the point of staking is to get yield or earn dividends off of your staked money or staked tokens. And the dividends aren't that crazy for DeGen DeFi standards, but I mean, you can earn money off of this stake and you help secure the network and there's all that. The only play that I hear about is getting the ETH proof of work airdrop beforehand, but that's just holding ETH. All you have to do is hold ETH and you should be able to get it, I believe.
Chris, what's the yield right now to stake ETH?
I think it's actually lower than what it was initially. People just realized that. I think it was like 12 for a while, or people were expecting like 12%. I don't know what it is, but I know it's like probably 4.
I heard it was 5.5. That's what 5. I heard. I heard that probably like about 4, 5, 6 months ago.
Yeah, yeah. I think people were thinking that it was 12. Like, I just saw someone report that. They're like, because they were talking about sticking for this merge, trying to, you know, be in an advantageous spot. I don't see how that would really matter if you know what's actually going on with the merge or with ETH2. And
I see 3 to 5%.
That's nasty. That's nasty, bro.
Hey, well, I mean, it's better than putting in your bank and then getting negative, 0.001. 0.003.
Oh, is it?
Right. Yeah.
Because your bank's not going to zero.
No. Well, not
All right, Mr. Hexagon over there.
All right, and just take
Hexagonian.
A lot of good jokes today, guys.
Thanks. Yeah, we've been off. So we had some in the chamber. Just
yeah, that's right. Fuck the queen. Oh, yeah, right. We need to talk about that.
Did y'all see the dude pass out? Was it the funeral? What was they got so many ceremonies? You seen the knight passed out? One of the knights.
Oh, no, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I guess I don't know if it was
out there though.
It was heat exhaust.
It's been hot. It's hot out there. They're burning it up. Europe is burning. Literally. Their monarchs are dying. Their temperatures are rising.
Yeah,
not really that mad about that.
No, I'm really. I'm happy about it.
Can't say I'm happy. I can't say I'm happy just yet. It's going to get happy for me later on when Europe is in full recession,
right?
Following China, then following the United States, then it gets happy for me because I sell gold.
Yeah, gold just.
And the dominoes are falling as in play.
Mm-hmm. What's the next domino?
Europe literally is entering a recession. Deutsche Bank just called a recession for America here. That was actually today. So now basically all the big banks are going to do what they try to do every time is get ahead of it. And they're going to now try to basically beat each other to see who can come out with the first recessionary projection. They don't tell their clients this. Of course not. But they tell the investing community this just so they can look like holier than thou or people that have their finger on the pulse of the market. That's why you should invest their money with them.
That's why there's a bunch of selling coming up on Bitcoin.
Selling.
We've only been talking about this now for weeks, if not months.
Oh, the Mt. Gox?
That too.
Oh, no, I don't even think that's that. I think
that too, though.
That's part of that. I mean, that helps for sure. But I do think it's just still bearish. Still got like a few months of just not fun.
Right.
Going to zero, though, it's not. Ethereum's not going to zero.
People. Of course not. Full disclosure, I like Ethereum. I got some for my daughter. I believe in it.
That's right.
That's sweet.
This smart guy.
Yeah. You're really smart.
It's on a ledger too, fuckers. So don't try to hit me up.
Hearts.
Fuck off. Ledger. My shit got dust on it.
It should have dust on it. Inside the safe too, by the way.
Right.
Don't worry. They don't need anything from me right now. Not yet. Right. Not yet. Soon.
So did you guys see, you know, I'm not, I don't know. Did you see like black people, like African people falling out about the queen and all this? And I'm just you guys, you cannot be this ridiculous. Really?
My stepmom is African and she's Sinhalese.
Oh my God. She was going off. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was loud.
I'm so sorry.
I told her too, I think is what it was. It was great. She's like, what?
You told her what? That the queen is the reason why like black people are the bottom of the totem pole in life.
Oh no, she was going out. She was going out and she was happy queen's dead. That's how she was going out.
Okay.
She went home.
I'm saying the opposite. I can't even believe that. I can't even fathom that.
Yeah, but there were people on social media doing that too.
Yeah. There was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and Tariq Nasheed was giving out Coon Awards.
Oh, wow. Not the Coon Awards.
Coon Awards.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, anyway, but Prince William, he inherited $1.3 billion after she passed.
Right, but just like, straight cash though, not like other assets. That's not counting other assets.
Is that a good thing or what?
What?
No, it's an asset. That's like land. No, I'm just stating that that's what happened. You know, it's neither. Quite a few countries, India, Africa, have asked for like some of their stolen shit back, like. Can we get that one of a kind diamond that's on her crown because she stole that from us 5,000 years ago? And I doubt that they would listen to those cries.
Just come get it.
Yeah.
Come get it in blood.
Just come get it in blood. That's the response. Yeah. Joker, come over here if you want to and get a bar.
Oh, wow.
That's true.
Like, that's true. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, they ain't getting none of that shit back. I saw people talking, like posting about like, just naming artifacts and stuff and citing stuff like we didn't already know. It's already stolen. I was like, oh, we're just going to do this again now?
Right. There's some people that do not know. You're saying, there's a lot of people that don't know.
That's crazy, too.
Yeah. I mean, by definition, isn't most artifacts, aren't they stolen?
Yeah.
Don't we have artifacts here, too, as well?
Yes, sir. I mean, we're part of the colonial globalist regime.
We got some nice ass museums over here.
As well.
Nice museums.
Killmonger wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, be happy over here. Yeah. Mm. Nah.
What an underrated character. And I know that's completely uncrypto related, but what an underrated, great character.
I don't think he was underrated at all, actually. I think
You're crazy, bro. You're crazy.
That's why most people like the movie. What do you mean? Most people like the movie because of Michael B. Jordan, bro, and his character. Like, that's most people.
I disagree, bro. I think if you were just to ask just a random, you know, like the random American, like the random Los Angelian, like they were there for, you know, for Wakanda. They wanted to see that.
Yeah, they wanted to see that. True. But if you ask them like who, if you walk up to 500 people and ask them who their favorite character in Black Panther was, I guarantee like 342 are going to say Killmonger. Like, he was the overwhelming, like, most people empathize with that bad guy, right?
Interesting.
But, yeah.
The Woman King is coming out.
It is. Are y'all going to see it? I love Viola Davis.
Love Violet. I just did that have to be the name of it? You know, like we could have thought of it about something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's gonna trigger a lot of people. That's right.
That could have, you know what I mean? It could have been Queen. It could have been Queendom.
But that's the whole point, Mike, is that we're now in the
the queen is dead, Mike.
Yeah, the queen is dead, bro. That's that's the name of my my fantasy football team. We want to know, by the way, the queen is dead. Is up. About to run it up.
Let's you know what I'm saying?
So, hey, Trey had an underrated name too. Actually, I wanted to tell you that
the bots killed the deal.
That was a good one too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my boy. That was his team name. That's a great name. So yeah. Yeah, we had a lot. We had a lot going on. I mean, in the last 2 weeks. Well, yesterday, fucking the Dow was down 1,200 points. Let's start. Let's get into that.
Mike, yo, we need to start doing video because Mike is
over here doing the jig. Yeah, his smile is not audible enough. For
Mike can't pick that shit up.
Oh yeah. Man, listen, keep it coming, keep it tumbling. Feel me? Keep tumbling downward. Let that gravity do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, I mean, the Fed has been very direct that they're going to keep raising the interest rates. And for some strange reason, the markets keep betting that they're not going to do that after they've been very clear that they're going to continue to do that.
Right.
Interest rates raise. I no longer want to get that Porsche or that house, because now the mortgage is a third larger than what it was supposed to be. So I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And this is doing what it's supposed to do, is slow down the economy.
Yeah.
And so all this hoping that's going around, oh, you know, I've actually been told by a financial advisor whose name I will not say, okay. And this guy is, as you know, very regarded in his space. He told me, oh no, the market had just bounced back, because it always does around Christmas. Because people buy things during Christmas.
Right.
I was like, that's the advice you're giving your clients?
Right.
With millions of dollars under management?
If you tune into my stream, weeknights around 9 or 10 p.m. Or 8:30 p.m., depending on whenever me and Vince are ready, you would hear all of these calls, like last night or last week. Or us telling you that it's probably going to keep going down or go sideways in general.
Or you could just do what I've been saying and follow reverse Cramer ETF.
Yeah.
Which is up like 200% year to date. And
that's
Jim,
much faster too.
Yeah. Jim Cramer predicted that the bear market was over a few months ago.
So we got three more months. Like I said,
So if you would have just started. If you would have just faded Cramer like I've been telling y'all, you would be.
There is a saying in crypto that I forget
out in the DR with me. Living it up.
Living it up.
I don't know if you want to go out there if you got a lot of money.
Hey, it depends on what you like, man.
Or it depends who you have around you.
That's what I figured out there. It depends on what you like. If you're a single man, you know, they have a lot of things out there that you might be interested in.
A lot of distractions.
Things everywhere.
Yeah.
Morocco has a lot of things to get distracted about.
Man. But yeah. I could definitely see some crypto people moving out there because it's cheap as hell. I'll tell you that for sure. It's cheap as hell.
You know where you got to go? You got to go to Benito's house, fucking Puerto Rico. Bad Bunny. Puerto Rico. Right. That's where you get the crypto guys and the tax.
Oh yeah, no, they already. That's what I'm saying. They already flooded that area. You got to find a new island to migrate to. Yeah, for sure.
I'm gonna check out Bali or some shit. See what the taxes are like over there.
Oh, Bali is popping. They actually are annoyed with all the digital nomads because you know how Americans go over to a different country. They start trashing the beaches, leaving, you know, shit all dirty and stuff. Damn. And so they have a bad reputation. But Bali is very inexpensive. Outside of the flight there, you can get like places there for like $20 a night that like look like $150 hotel rooms. So
let's go. That's where you'll find me when everything crashes.
You better get there before the crash.
That's true.
I was gonna say, or when everything is up.
Yeah, when everything is up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Enjoy your life, Chris. When it's up, Wells it's of fine, ether. Man.
Check it out. Frog Toy Company. I got a new position. Oh,
yes. Frog Toy Company.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be big. I can say more next week.
Is that a job or you mean that's an investment?
I'm running the socials and advising and doing some of the development.
This
new collective.
Okay.
Welcome to the Matrix, my friend.
Yeah. I definitely took a good amount of red pills in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm finally merged.
Are you operating on layer 2 right now, bro? Or what?
I'm on layer 3. All right.
Thank you. What else has been going on? Crazy things in the world, in the market.
Black Little Mermaid.
This is not that show, bro. This is not Hollywood Unlocked, my nigga.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Chris is the Hollywood Unlocked takes over here.
NFTs are the same, so
that's right.
I do feel like everyone's kind of just watching this ETH thing.
Yeah,
like. I know, was it SBF? Was in Forbes or some shit. I don't know. There's nothing crazy going on right now, I think, because of what's going on in the macro environment.
Right.
That's where it starts and that's where it ends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. But ultimately, there are opportunities. And that's what cannot, you know, go unnoticed here. It's like, we really should, you know, have your Christmas wish list ready to see exactly what you plan on picking up, because that time is approaching. It's approaching very shortly. And it's like, we're looking at the second bottom that everyone was talking about before ultimately, you know, it does what it's supposed to do, mm-hmm. which is moon. So if you still believe that it's going to moon, then why would you not have a plan together right now, a plan with your boys or your investment team, a fucking shopping list and execution ranges that you're considering on pulling triggers, because it's not going to get any sweeter than where we're approaching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause when me and Vince have been charting, or Vince is doing all the charting, and I'm just telling them like where I see it going. Basically,
you're just pointing at the chart.
Yeah. Further back. I was going to say earlier, there's a phrase that I heard and didn't realize was a thing until I looked back on my own like wallets. You know, it's always green apparently in October and November, and mm-hmm. red in, or it's always green October, November, and red in December. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, looking at shit like that, like that's just crypto, and that's in a boom. That's in a, when you're not in a crazy bear market, it's a weird thing. Stuff like that kind of has me so positive, but to be honest, at 10 p.m. we could all just die in the crypto market. Other shit I'm seeing like housing markets kind of going down. But
hello, listener, guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Wait, why would the crypto market die at 10?
If Ethereum the merge fucks up, bro.
It fucks up.
It's not going.
If it fucks up, it's the biggest. I keep seeing posts like the biggest event in cryptocurrency history.
Yeah, but you know how many times I didn't heard that?
No. I've heard that.
Like, people love saying this is the biggest. Wait till this moment happens, bro. They always say that. This
Starbucks finally got NFTs.
Bro, they've been saying that since I've been buying Bitcoin. Like, everything is the biggest thing to ever happen. Oh my God, it's gonna change. Hold on to the wall. It's gonna change the market.
A big event because it
has no financial impact on the regular human being. The price is not going to change.
See, Jason, this is the problem. Way. You think about money.
I'm just telling you.
Fundamentals.
The fundamentals are not going to change, bro, because they're not moving the fucking Burj Khalifa and putting it on a boat and flying it halfway around the world. That's not how drastic this change is, bro. They're fucking moving one thing at a time, and it's going to be a little barely noticeable difference. So yeah,
it's very safe. I'm not worried, but you know, I like to instill fear sometimes because you gotta
Instill fear. Wow.
you gotta stay grounded just in case. I'm very positive about it, but
I don't get caught up in all the shenanigans anymore. What was he gonna say? Sure. What was he gonna say, Jay?
He's a futter.
Yeah.
Elmer Fudd, funny day.
Elmer Fudd. Damn, you're breaking up again.
I realize that about you.
Uh-oh.
I'm learning.
I might have to mute her.
I'm learning so much about you today.
That was crazy. I don't know how we got that audio.
Oh,
it was like computer love and
can you hear me now?
DJ Screw with the same.
Yeah, you're back.
Yeah. Oh, I was saying that. I'm learning so much about you today, Chris. I mean, I feel slightly disappointed, but
I'm sorry. It's all for the laughs. It's all part of my new initiative to be a little bit more silly, you know? I've been streaming a lot on Twitch. It's not good. It's bad.
Right. Chris acts like he's above it all, but he loves to get wrapped up in all of it.
He loves it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, you know, make sure my
You're
habits...
into drama. Is that right. For your personal life too?
No. Don't text or call me. Don't call me ever, pretty much.
Chris loves it. He loves the crypto drama.
Oh, the crypto drama? That's different.
No, the crypto girlfriend drama. He loves it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Storms in, storms out.
Yeah. No,
bitch, I'm back up now. Yeah. He's going back in.
Look at this frog right here. She's like, what the fuck is this?
He then blows it all on a stupid NFT. She storms back out.
Yeah. No, she liked pudgy penguins. My ex, she loved them. She loved pudgy. Man. She was like, yo, buy me one. I was like, oh, okay.
Buy me one.
I was like, I'll buy you an NFT. She's like, I want pudgy penguins. And I was like, okay, pick one out. And she went to was above, like, half, you know, 50% above floor, all the good ones.
Chris is like Woody Harrelson and White Man Can't Jump, but instead of gambling, he's addicted to NFTs.
I'm not addicted to NFTs. I haven't looked at any NFTs. Like, I haven't been on OpenSea probably in a week, unless it's intentionally like clicking on
someone. A week.
Yeah.
He's not that long. He's gone cold turkey.
I mean, I get notifications
off the sea.
I literally get notifications all day long. Mike, minting right now. Hot mints.
He quit the sea.
Oh, you can't see
him. Man, that was tough.
Yeah, he jumped out the sea, cold turkey.
Yeah, you turned that ship.
Jason, did you get a pudgy penguin?
No, Big Mike had a pudgy penguin.
Yeah, Jason talks all this shit about NFTs and still has. Wait, Jason, what NFTs have you been looking at recently?
You know what? I haven't even
been footing some.
No, I haven't really even looked at. Nothing. Honestly, I saw this shit Dippies like a week ago, and I was like, oh, that's all right.
Oh, like the hippie guys?
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of cool.
I remember when they launched. They launched when we launched Droid Heads.
Yeah, it's like
we're better.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool for like to be so cheap. Like, that's not bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's what I look at now too. I'm like, if I was to like spend like $200 on one of these, I like, oh, that was actually pretty cool, you know, versus like the thousands. I haven't checked Cool Cats though, probably in a week. Let me see what they're doing. That's, you know, that's like my number one bay in
the NFT
space.
Yeah, I know.
What's this Anumara Mystery Ball?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't even know what's going on in that market. I'm just building out here. Yeah. That's one thing. Like when you're making projects, you don't even understand. Yeah, like you have to like kind of catch up.
Yeah. Damn, CloneX is down to 5.6 ETH floor.
Oh, this is sweet. It's time.
It might be time to buy.
You full of shit.
I am. I'm so full of shit. I'm completely full of motherfucking shit, nigga. I am not buying that shit. Cool Cats is so under 2 ETH. Wow, 1.98 for the Cool Cat. Wow, the Cool Cat in a hat.
Pull the trigger.
I know.
That's $2,000 or so.
Yeah, I mean, 2 ETH is $3,000, right? 3,200, something like that.
Oh, 3,000. Okay.
I don't look at prices anymore.
There you go.
Ute was a big project that everyone was super excited about. I talked about it on Critically. Like, it was basically a derivative project of the Da Gods project, which is a Solana-based project. And so they had a scholarship, which was their like allow list. And so some people got airdropped, but there was supposed to be like a public sale, and I don't think that ever happened. They had some kind of contract bug, and we're like, well, we're gonna take a break from Twitter and we'll be back when we get things settled. And you know, that was the last I heard about the youth. So
yes,
but they're sitting at number 4 right now, so over the last 7 days. So
yeah, but it's on
Solana. You said it died.
It's on Solana though.
It's on Solana, so 100.
Although I do, that is. Mm-hmm,
but again, it's still number 4 right now over.
Yeah. Oh, is okay Bears still a thing? There.
What were you gonna say,
Chris? Sorry, I kind of forgot. I got hooked up on the Solana part in general because I forgot Okay Bears was a good project, pretty big project.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bears is still a solid project. Abra, or is it this Renga? Anyway, there was another. There was another free. I think this Abracadabra was a free mint. So I always hate when I miss these goddamn free mints. It pisses me off.
Yeah. Oh, there was another one like something Azuki, not Azuki, but what was that called? Maybe right before our pod. There's another free one that went up. Renga is actually really cool. I like the artwork for that. I was watching that one, and a friend of mine bought some a while back. I believe this is like they had another project before this drop happened, but that whole collective is super cool and interesting artwork. I believe it's a Japanese based group, or at least the artwork looks like it. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what else is going on this week, guys?
Starbucks, bro. NFTs by Starbucks.
Starbucks NFTs? I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So what do they got to do with NFTs?
Well, actually, when I saw it, I was like, that's probably the most useful mass adopted NFT, like first one that actually will be used.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it won't make a lot of money, but that's the perfect example of something that's just on chain. I don't know if it's really going to be that popular, but it makes sense since people actually use that all the time. Like, you know, people accepting, companies accepting crypto is a little off to me.
Mm-hmm.
As a payment, unless it's made to be a payment token, but like just accepting Dogecoin or just accepting Bitcoin, silly if you think about what the fundamentals are. But using an NFT to buy shit in the real world or use shit in the real world, there's a few projects that we've talked about and that I'm always watching that have real world use cases. There's a gallery that I went to where if you own an NFT, you can go to all these interesting parties and use our workspace and use their galleries across California that they're building and shit like that. Makes sense. And their NFT is worth some money because it's, I think it's something that should probably be worth over $100 at least to have a membership to that place.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like probably one ETH. But the Starbucks NFT, I don't think would make a lot of money for people who are trying to trade that NFT, if you even could, but the actual license and using something like that.
Well, I think a lot of the NFTs that are going to be useful aren't really going to be worth money, if that makes
sense.
I think the part of the NFT community of trading cards basically is like going to be a subsection of like the larger NFT like usage and ecosystem.
Yes, that makes sense. It's a rewards loyalty program.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Blockchain-based loyalty program
on Polygon,
and that it unlocks revolutionary Web 3 experiences.
That's the play. Like we've been, you know, I look back at the chart on the stream the other day on Polygon, because that's what it's going to be.
I've been championing Polygon-matic for how long, Chris?
I know. I told y'all 3 months ago.
I told niggas a year ago.
Yeah, we've talked about it forever, like in our chat. To our friends,
that's the only altcoin that I fuck with is Matic.
I fuck with Solana.
I don't really Solana. It's too much janky shit around Solana. I mean for me at least, you know, it's crashed a bunch of times. I mean the network, not the token. But yeah, and it actually crashed, which, you know, whatever. But like, I don't know. Maybe I can be converted.
No, Solana is just like investing in any other bank. Like, it's just a bunch of rich tycoons who created it.
Right.
Come on, decentralization, folks. Come on, y'all. We need a new world. This is what this whole thing is about. Do I have to remind y'all that?
No, you're right. It's not about making money. It's about the friends you make along the way.
No,
that's what you say when you lose all your money.
No,
that's exactly what saying. You say. That's what losers say after they've lost their money.
No, that is who people that are trying to build outside of the structure say, because you know how many Black people are getting VC funding for real to build their businesses?
Oh, very was it? Small. I saw the number. The number was like, it was
ridiculous.
Like $500 million or some shit, or five. Yeah, I think it was like $500 million total, and that's one entity.
It's like 1% of what white people get for VC funding. And so if you are a tech forward person, you are building something amazing, like you have to figure out other ways to fund yourself. And that's what decentralization provides, right? And so you guys, why are y'all making the rich richer with crypto? That's so stupid. Go make them rich with stocks or some shit.
Oh, don't tell that to Mike.
Hey, I like where she's going with this. This is some feist right here. I love the energy.
Yeah, I do too. But yeah,
fuck those big guys.
Yeah,
I'm right there with him.
I'm just saying
I feel her 100%, but I'm just saying Mike loves him some Richard Hart.
That's true. Because he's made people that I know personally rich.
That's true too. And he ain't getting warrants. Like Do Kwon just finally got another warrant sent out for his arrest. What is that shit? I just had
a warrant. Well, Do Kwon is ridiculous. Why the hell would he cash out $80 million from that goddamn token in the first place?
I don't know why anyone would give him money in the
first place. I'm out. What do you mean? I'm out.
With those glasses, bro.
Glasses are perfect.
Ultimate fucking.
I love it. We got this.
He's not out for real. We know they know where he is.
His cash is.
Seriously. Yeah. Hey, but that was one thing too I thought about when I was traveling, like how people disappear and like, you know, we've had shit in crypto where people disappear and, you know, with money, you know what I'm saying? People are like, oh, are they dead and all this or whatever, you know, like, and I was just looking around that motherfucker like, niggas don't be dead. Niggas really be
right there on the beach.
Yeah,
niggas. With a beard, yeah.
Niggas be making off with some bread and just move somewhere else. And like the shit, like they could live somewhere else and just be another motherfucker that people don't know. Like it's all kind of places in this world that niggas ain't checking for that people could just set up shop at with endless amounts of money. You know what I'm saying?
Like
and just
the mountains of Morocco.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. There, it, like we talking about Bali, like there's probably endless places where people with bread who probably stole it or did some foul shit was like, fuck it, I don't gotta live in America. I got enough money. Like I could just live a good life here and like nobody's gonna care or bother me. Like whatever. Some
people who use Tornado Cash, probably.
Right. If the wrong people just is gonna be looking for you, they gonna be on your ass. That's y'all y'all know this.
That's no, true. For sure. I mean, if the wrong people, obviously, but I'm just saying, like, I never
the whole market.
I never thought about like the fact of people actually disappearing, like, you know what I'm saying, from whatever situation and never resurfacing before. But I'm sure it happens frequently. I wonder what percentage of financial scams that people get away with are people like living in foreign countries and like getting, that's what happened in Billions, right? That's what they did with my nigga Axe. That was the end of his.
Don't tell me that.
Spoiler alert. Game of Thrones, they're doing weird shit still. Spoiler alert.
Hey, really quickly, I think this would be kind of interesting. Multiple Queen Elizabeth meme coins popped up hours after her passing.
Oh, wow. Dude,
I had a list of them. There was literally.
I have it right here. Queen Elizabeth Inu.
Oh, wow.
Queen Dodge. Excuse me, Queen Doge. Yeah. God Save the Queen.
Yeah.
London Bridge is Down.
Yeah.
Queen Grow.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Queen Elizabeth. Elizabeth II, yeah. Queen Inu II.
Yeah.
And look, bro, the one of the hottest ones was Queen Elizabeth Inu, which is currently up 11,400%.
Oh man, I wish I would have got in on that. Yeah. Are there any King Charles coins out there?
He's a bum. No one cares.
No one likes that, dude, bro. Nobody likes him.
But how do we not know these people and everybody has the same opinion of him? Yeah.
Did you see his hands?
The swollen joints.
That was like the most inbred looking fingers I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I thought blood sausage was food, not his female. Them shits are
bro. Not yeah. That shit was terrible.
That's hilarious.
Terrible looking phalanges.
On that note, the memes of the week. What did we have? We had Crypto Bay J just dropped something in the chat. It was the queen looking at Meghan Markle. The queen is Banks, and then Meghan Markle is Bitcoin, and she's giving her this disapproving look.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Because she is old.
Yeah, exactly. Your time is almost up. Yeah. Your time is almost up, lady. And then, of course, my nigga Jim Cramer tweeting, I bet the queen will pull through this.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew you'd like that one.
I was like, that's hey, I saw
man.
That.
What is wrong with that dude, man?
I think that was fake. I don't know.
He's got to be the biggest troll.
For real. He was going to come out like 10 years later. He was just trolling everybody.
Yeah, seriously.
And really running the bag up.
Yeah, running the bag up like the whole time. Like, yeah, I knew about the Cramer ETF. Like,
I, you know what I mean? I longed it actually. I longed the Cramer ETF and then shorted all my positions. Yeah. As I'm telling you guys.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, those are some good memes.
What you got? Young Gallon?
No, I don't have one. Krilla Bay J had two. She had the superhero guy sweating in the trying to press the button. And the two buttons is ETH will dump after merge, ETH will pump after merge. and the guy is the community. So it's people like Chris.
Trying to figure out which one.
Yeah.
No, don't worry.
Which one do I want? Which one do I want to happen?
I'm not even going to look. If it happens, if we die, we die, you know?
We not going nowhere. Yeah, Bitcoin is going to be at 19,000 tomorrow.
For the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, bro. Like, nothing is happening. I'm telling you what's going to run.
Bad boy for life.
Mike is doing his best Diddy impersonation right now.
It's Brother Love.
It's Adidas. The Adidas glasses got me feeling like Diddy right now.
Right.
Or Rosé.
Rosé.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You are Rosé. Fun in crypto.
Man, that guy.
Oh, my God.
Look, I'll leave on this note. I told somebody today, I said, man, I have a buddy who has crypto, has Ethereum, got in at $700. It's now currently at like $1,700. He is the biggest crypto disbeliever that I know.
Right.
And I asked him one day, I said, what else that you own performed halfway close as good to this? And there is no answers to it because the cars, no. Right. Stocks went down since then. So no, not at all. Even real estate. Okay. Was up. Yeah. 20-30%. Beautiful for sure. Bro. You're talking about from $700 to $1,700. I'm like, nothing else that you have performed this well, yet you keep continuing to dump on this asset class. Like, that makes no sense to me. And it's just because the sentiment, it's just because the sentiment is that it's down. Mm-hmm. And so people were telling him that it's down, or he's viewing that it's down compared to where it was. And it's like, that's not how this shit works.
It works.
Right. Yep. Well, you just pretty much explained the entire market sentiment of everybody. So on that note, I guess we'll wrap it up. For the Crypto Bros, for my hosts, Crypto Bay J, Mike McGoy, Chris Epps, I'm Jason Madison. Thank y'all for listening. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.